Welcome to Android Snacks. Android Snacks is the TLDR of last week's Android developer news. I'm your host, Mike Scammell. Let's get started. First up, blog posts. We had a hat trick by Nick Butcher about adaptive icons this week. The first, Understanding Adaptive Icons, explains why adaptive icons have been introduced and how they open up possibilities for creativity within our app icons. The second, Designing Adaptive Icons, delves into the nitty-gritty on how they should be designed. He explores the considerations you should have as well as offering some unique ways in which you could create your adaptive icon. He's even made a sketch file to use for templating and even created a test app to help you evaluate your design. Lastly, we have Implementing Adaptive Icons, which explains how to build your adaptive icon. He explores using vector drawables and also a neat trick if you have to use the PNG route. Next up, we have Android Architecture Components, Looking at Lifecycles, Part 3 by Rebecca Franks. This is the third part of a series looking at architecture components. Rebecca explores creating a lifecycle-aware video player component using the newly introduced lifecycle library. It shows the clear advantage of removing all these lifecycle callbacks from our activity classes and moving them into these lifecycle aware classes to handle it themselves. Next we have Migrating an Android Project to Kotlin by Ben Weiss. Ben explains how he migrated the open source Topeka app from Java to Kotlin to satisfy his curiosity. He explains the route he took, with nods to how testing made it easier and the issues with the good but not so idiomatic convert tool. It's worth a read if you're thinking of migrating languages. Next up, we have I'm an Android Developer by Mitchell Back. Mitchell takes us through his journey as an Android developer, from dropping out of university to being at a large telecommunications and broadband company in Denmark. It's an inspiring read for those who want to become Android developers but may not want the formal education. Lastly, we have 30 Kick-Ass Tools to Develop Android Apps Like a Pro by Aritra Roy. This is a neat little roundup of tools which are useful when you're developing. You've probably heard of most, but there were a few on the list that were new for me, so it's worth checking out. New this week, we have Talks. Realm was put up Converting an App to Use Clean Architecture by Joe Birch from DroidCon Boston 2017. It has been transcribed and the video is also available. Joe talks about the issues he encountered with the Buffer Android app when he joined the team. He talks about how they are migrating away their codebase from God activities to Clean Architecture. Clean Architecture isn't necessarily a silver bullet, and Joe talks about some of the trade-offs you may have to take. Now it's time for tools and libraries. Updates this week, we've got Android Studio 3.0 Canary 6. There's been more bug fixes, but I did find it necessary to revert to support library 26.0 beta 1, as layouts were not rendering in the design preview. ObjectBox, a NoSQL mobile database, now supports Kotlin for modeling entity classes. Finally, App Privacy Policy Generator now includes terms and conditions. It's a great site for generating a privacy policy and terms and conditions for your app. Just ensure that what's generated covers everything you need. New this week, we have Turn Layout Manager. Turn Layout Manager provides a simple carousel for a cycle view. It operates much like a phone dialer. We also have RX Idler from Square. I'm not too sure how new this is, but it popped up recently and gained a bit of attention. It's an idling resource for Espresso, which wraps an RX Java scheduler, which should prove useful for testing. Now on to other stuff, because I don't have a better name for it. This week's fragmented podcast was Learning Kotlin, Properties of First-Class Language feature. In this, hopefully first of many mini fragments about Kotlin, Kaushik explains what properties are in Kotlin, what they offer, and some of the gotchas. It's definitely worth a listen. On the 20th of July, Google Developers Africa Experts on Air will do an intro to Android architecture components. This starts at 6 p.m. Central Africa time and will be live streamed on YouTube. It will talk about Room, live data, view models and lifecycle, and will finish with a live Q&A, so check that out if you can. Next up we have conferences. 360 AndDev just finished this past week and there's lots of slides being put up from the conference. It looks like there was a lot of good content on offer and I can't wait for the videos. Check out the links in the show notes to learn more. Coming up we have Android Dev Conference in Sao Paulo, Brazil on the 24th of August. And also Android Summit in McLean, Virginia on the 24th of August. That's it for this week. You can follow us on Twitter at Android Snacks, and please do let me know what you think. If you happen to have an iTunes account and you're enjoying the show, please leave me a review on iTunes. It'll really help me out. This week's episode has been hosted, edited, and all that good stuff by me, Mike Scammell. You can find me on Twitter at Mike Scammell. Our theme music is Fresh Kicks by Sono Sanctus. You can find out more at sonosanctus.com. Thanks for listening, and catch you next week. Hi, Dad.
You alright?
Yeah, good. You?
Yes, fine, thank you. You're having a good time down here.
You enjoying your holiday?
Yeah.
That's good. I got some bad news, Dad.
What's that?
Jake Wharton's left Square.
Say again?
I said Jake Wharton's left Square. You know Jake Wharton?
No.
You sure?
Jake Wharton?
Yeah, Jake Wharton.
Mate, I'll pass you over to mum. Not being funny, I've got to hear what you're saying. I'll pass you over to mum because my hearing's not too good. Sorry. That's the way. Hello, oh, Ben Brown.
I said that Jake Wharton's left Square.
I never heard that either.
I said Jake Wharton has left Square. What do you think?
I don't understand what you're saying.
I know it's crazy, right?
No, I actually don't understand what you're saying.
Jake Wharton?
Who's that?
You know Jake Wharton.
No, I don't.
You don't know who Jake Wharton is?
No.
I thought everyone knew who he was.
No, I don't know Jake Wharton. Jake Wharton?
He's left Square. 5.5 years, he's left Square. It's crazy, right?
Do you know, Marsh? I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean? It's Jake Wharton.
Jake Wharton?
Yeah.
Who's he?
He works at Square.
Which Square?
You know, Square. The big company in America. Square. You not heard of Square?
No.
Wow. All right, then. No worries.
No, you've obviously felt the need to say it.
Oh, no, don't worry. Don't worry. I'll try someone else.
Are we being stupid, then?
No. Don't worry.
No, you've worried me now.
Nah, it's fine.
No, you've worried me now.
It's only Jake Wharton. Don't worry about it.
Who is he? Should we know him?
I just thought everyone knew him, but obviously not. Don't worry, Mum. Go and enjoy your holiday. I'll call you back tomorrow.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Love you both. Bye.
Love you too. Bye,
bye. Bye.
Bye.
Doesn't know who Jake Wharton is. Come on.